Any comment on the issue of adequacy of nodal sampling when there's a suboptimal number? The oncologist is kind of in a bind in terms of assuming that it's node negative, whether or not to give therapy.
Well, there are two issues with lymph nodes. One is a surgeon that does a good operation, and two, a meticulous pathologist who's going to look for those nodes. You know, there's a tendency to place blame on pathologists for not working hard enough, and sometimes there's a tendency to blame the surgeon for not doing a good operation. So it's a two-way street there. I agree with the ASCO guidelines that if, for example, in a stage 2 colon cancer, that if your pathologist has cleared less than 14 or 12 nodes, I'd be concerned that that patient is understaged. And I certainly would talk to that patient that, you know, we might want to consider chemotherapy in a situation like this. Because if you don't tolerate it, we can stop. If you tolerate it, there's a chance that we can decrease the risk of recurrence.
When the reason is an inadequate surgical procedure, what actually is happening that it's not adequate?
Well, as we said before, you got to take the mesentery down to the root of the mesentery. So a surgeon may hedge on that. And I think sometimes they hedge is because they get in there, they see sometimes enlarged lymph nodes in the mesentery, and they say, this patient's got metastasis to the lymph nodes. Guess what? Pathologist comes back and says, this was a severe inflammatory desmoplastic reaction. So you can't assume anything here and give the patient the benefit of the doubt.